The world of electric buses is dominated by one Chinese company. Now, that manufacturer has its sights set on the U.S. with a new plant in California, a first for a Chinese auto company. NPR's Daniel Hajek reports.
Past the showroom and into the garage of BYD's North American headquarters in downtown Los Angeles sits a brand new 40-foot electric K9 bus sent direct from Shenzhen, China.
I can turn it on if you want, you know.
BYD fleet sales manager James Holtz sits in the driver's seat and pushes the power button on the dashboard.
It's on. We're ready to rock and roll.
Unlike a grumbling diesel engine, this electric bus is quiet. Holtz opens the back hatch to reveal its electric components.
Because it's non-internal combustion, you don't have the moving parts you have. You don't have the belts, you don't have the soot, you don't have all the oils and everything else.
This bus can run up to 155 miles on a single charge.
And it takes about 5 hours to fully charge our bus from zero state of charge to 100%.
BYD already has buses running at Denver International Airport and Disney World in Orlando. Just last month, Los Angeles Metro purchased 5 buses, and nearby Long Beach Transit bought 10.
It offers opportunities to implement and evaluate a new technology.
Richard Hunt manages Metro's transit capital programs.
They call this the cutting edge or the bleeding edge. We want to be cutting, we don't want to be bleeding. So we're going to evaluate these vehicles very carefully.
Those buses LA bought will be manufactured up the road in Lancaster next year. Michael Austin, vice president of BYD America, says it's a huge step for China's auto industry.
We are the first Chinese vehicle company to come to the U.S. and build a manufacturing plant.
And they had help. The company received $2 million in tax subsidies to build its North American headquarters in LA. But the California Labor Commissioner's office has now hit BYD with a $99,000 fine. The plant up in Lancaster, which has yet to open, is under investigation for paying workers below minimum wage. Austin argues BYD has always complied with California labor laws.
As the Chinese say, the tall trees get the most wind. Whether it's naysayers that say the technology's not mature or the battery technology's not ready, there is nothing that we can't overcome.
BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, started as a battery manufacturer for cell phones, then branched out to solar panels, LED lights, and electric cars.
It's a fascinating company because it's incredibly diverse.
That's Alan Onsman, an auto reporter at Bloomberg News.
It's almost like a small-scale GE or some sort of large, you know, traditional conglomerate. It's in a lot of fields. But batteries are the core of what it does.
Onsman says it was once the fastest-growing automaker in China. Even Warren Buffett bought a 10% stake in the company.
Their auto business has dropped off a bit, and the excitement is not what it once was, but they were a rapid-rising company in the Chinese market in the late 2000s.
Company founder Wang Chanfu is calling the K9 bus fleet BYD's second takeoff. Onsman says electric transportation could boost its falling profits from recent years.
This is a new emerging segment, and they want to own it.
BYD is already considered the world's largest manufacturer of electric buses, which go for about $800,000. That's over double the cost of a traditional diesel bus. But long-term savings on fuel and maintenance could go a long way. At least that's what BYD is hoping to prove in the coming months with trial runs across the U.S. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.